This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden says the United States will be ready to lead again on the global stage after he succeeds President Donald Trump in January, pledging to work together with Washington's allies abroad. This comes as the presidential transition begins. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Humanitarian organizations are ramping up efforts to assist refugees who continue streaming into Sudan to escape fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. UN Refugee Agency in Sudan says thousands of new Ethiopian refugees are arriving in Sudan every day. The UN says the number of Ethiopian refugees entering Sudan could soon reach 200,000 if fighting between Ethiopian federal government troops and Tigray regional forces continues. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, on Tuesday urged government forces and the Tigray's People Liberation Front to give clear orders to their forces to spare and protect the civilian population from ongoing clashes. For more information on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is